Hi, this is Nobo Calypso, Nobo A. Calypso, and I'm a master mystical numerologist. Today, I wanted to speak with you about principles, because in mystical numerology, and I call it Nobo's mystical numerology because it's work that, it's an art and science that I've developed over 30 years, and I use sacred geometry and nature's patterns as a very strong element within mystical numerology. And when I work with people and I counsel them to, I don't explain it to them, but I'm counseling them to stay within the movements of the energies of nature. Because if we stay within the higher movements of nature, we don't have to worry about anything, and our lives go as well as they should, especially when we're living our full potential. And that includes everything, love, finance. But mostly it's one doesn't have to worry about love and finance if you're living in your full potential. To me, you ask yourself, who am I once? And then you go in to find out who you are. Mystical numerology answers that. And when you live in your higher will, which is a higher octave, you're basically living in the flow and the energies of nature. And you don't have to wonder about, you know, am I ever going to fall in love with my finance? It's just, you know that everything's going to be fine. And over the thousands of people that I helped, it usually is. So, before I discuss principles in mystical numerology, I've had some, quite a few people from the radio show contact me regarding sessions and fees and things like that. And one of the things that's very important to know is that when people acquire my services, they're acquiring my expertise, and this expertise is very, very, very detailed. We're talking about over 30 years of work and research, and we're talking about 30 years of experience as well. And even when I was a child, I was studying these arts and sciences, so I've been able to develop it over the years, and a good numerologist does thousands and thousands and thousands of charts, which I've done. So in my with the fees, that the fees are actually a quid pro quo. They're paying for my expertise, which is very extensive, and it's there has to be an exchange in order for the information to be used. Whenever I've given free information out, it's kind of like a, you know, a carnival thing, and people don't use the information. When people pay for the information, and they, 9 times out of 10, use the information. And when you use the information is when people are able to go further, when they're able to live the life that they had planned before they came into this sojourn. So with those fees, it includes those 30 years of expertise, and I do everything I possibly can do to help the person, even trying to stop people from going back into their old patterns, because I recognize what those are too. And then I counsel people on vibrational medicine and what flower essences to get, what colors to use and things like that, what mantras to use, et cetera, et cetera. And that usually changes the neural pathways in the brain, because one has to give themselves a little time to change old patterns and change the neural pathways. And mantras usually work really good with that, you know, a good repetition. So within those fees, it's a quid pro quo that there has to be an exchange, and it does have to be, it's set at a price that isn't uncomfortable, but it is set so that the person will use the information, where it's not, you know, well, I went down to the store and I spent $20, you know, on beer and cigarettes, and that's the end of that. The listeners should know that I do have a lot of experience working with people. as well. I spent 11 years working with developmentally disabled people who were autistic, mentally retarded, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, Asperger's syndrome, Williams syndrome. And I've also spent 5 years in behavior health working with very chronic cases. One person had primitive infantilism, which I found to be an interesting diagnosis. I worked 2 years with teens in crisis. I worked 5 years as a state licensed facility manager for the elders. My beginning work was I was an administrative assistant for a national organization that worked in desegregation. So I worked with blacks and whites. I also had my own organization that promoted healthy well-being for gay people. And that organization put the first gay festival on in Sedona. So my work, I was also a food and beverage manager for over 5 years, and I worked with the elite and very wealthy people. So my I worked in five-star restaurants for quite some time. So my experience with people is very, very large, and that I made certain that I had experience in a lot of different fields of work. I worked with a lot of Hispanic people for a while and different groups of people. Now I'm working with a lot of Japanese. So I have extensive experience working with all different groups of people. My art and science is so that anything that comes to me intuitively when I ask questions, I always research. So I do a lot of research for my clients to make sure that what I say to them is accurate. So that's what the fees include. It's been a long, long years, and I use my art and sciences in every field that I worked in. That's how I knew these wonderful things about these people, whereas the Western world didn't know, and they told me I was a witch and said I was casting spells on people, and they called me a Pied Piper and all these silly things. But I just used my my talents and my sciences to help these people, and it worked. So I used to get paid what I charge now for a session. I used to get an hour when I had an office in Sedona working underneath other people, and I thought that that was outrageous. So now it's a session fee, and if it goes over an hour, it goes over an hour, and I don't really, you know, who cares? To me, it's getting the message forward. I was going to offer discounts, but I saw that, you know, that really doesn't benefit people to discount their life and to discount their progress and their involution. To me, you reap what you sow. And to me, I don't feel as if that's appropriate. I put a high value on my clients, and I put a high value on their progress. I put a high value on their involution. So I decided not to discount. Plus, I've already taken it down from the hourly rate. I wanted to, we have a someone on the line, but I need to talk to you about principles very quickly because I promised a lot of people that I would do so. Principles are an example of living. They're not laws, which in the Bible, you know, the Ten Commandments are basically laws. It's not dogma. They're not regulations. It's not verse. It's not creed. And it's not fundamentals. Principles are an example of living. And I feel as if that's what Western culture lacks the most. Western culture is based on a lot of ideologies. It's based on rigid pragmatism. It's based on observation. It's based on depersonalization. And it's based on objectification. And to me, that those aren't principles. Principles are basically an example of living. When I, an example would be as above, so below as above. As it is in heaven, it shall be on earth. Meaning, when you feel this intuitive wisdom coming from the source, then this should be applied to your life through your intuition or heart. So as above, so below as above is a basic principle. In mystical numerology, I use what's called reflective principles. And that means that my mentor is nature. It always has been. Since I was 4 years old, I was running away to the woods. I felt a lot more peaceful in the woods. I come from Philadelphia, and they had the Fairmount Park, and I went to the Wissahickon Woods, and I would just disappear. You know, people constantly looking for me, but, you know, oh well. So nature has always been my mentor. And I don't mean nature meaning cheetahs going after gazelles or alligators pulling water buffalo into the water, although there is a movement in there that I look at and respect. But I go for the movement in nature, and I go for the larger movements that are found in nature. So I use the reflective principle, and one of my largest reflective principles is that nature's evolving purpose is to facilitate the emergence of higher life forms, to promote greater complexity of interrelationships, and to raise the level of higher consciousness of the higher life forms, all a consequence of the continual refinement of energies. And what that means is that we have to have the involution inside to go higher, to go to a higher octave, and that's what it's about, and that's how I counsel people. Because most of the only reason why we don't go higher is because we're conditioned, we're bamboozled, we're hoodwinked. And we have to raise ourselves above that level, just as nature does. So when I work with people, I work with them to go to the higher octave that I find in their charts, and to stay in that higher octave, which becomes their higher will. And once you remain in your higher will, everything, it's like magic. Everything just happens for you. I mean, it's, you're living in your full potential, and you're moving with the movement of nature. Some of the other reflective principles I work with is nature always seeks balance. Well, so do we. In the reflective principles, there's spirals. We live in a spiral galaxy. And a spiral exists to reconcile opposites, to go to the higher form. So I find spirals in people's individual charts all the time, but there's spirals in nature's and there's spirals in us. And it's the whole purpose of the spiral is the balance. And a principle in nature is nature always seeks balance. Nature also loves diversity, and I try to teach people to open themselves up more. You know, just because you've conditioned to have this viewpoint, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's true, because this is just based on perception. So open oneself up to as much diversity as possible, and don't be a, you know, like a clam, don't an abalone. Don't shut yourself off, because you're not going to grow. And if you're not going to grow, you're going to become stagnant. And nature does not like stagnation. In fact, that's when that stagnation is basically turned into something else by another force. So if a person's going to remain stagnant in their viewpoints and opinions, another energy comes along and just kind of moves it someplace else or goes over top of it. I also work with the Vesica Pisces, which says that when two orbs, cycles, monads come together, there is always harmony. So therefore, I always find harmony in why people come together. A lot of New Agers say, well, there's no accident. I feel that harmony can always be found. And so I look for that harmony for people in their charts, and I counsel them how to work with this harmony. Another thing I work on is pressure forces, which would be considered aggression in individuals. I don't feel as if people are evil. I feel as if people do dastardly things, but inherently I think that people are good, because we all carry the same spark, the divine spark. So in nature, there's pressure forces that exist when another form of destruction comes in, which is what people do, or when the quantity has gotten too high, then nature uses this aggressive force that this pressure forceful, you know, War of 1812, and I work with that as well. So I also work with the spirals in nature, transforming energy from one level to another. And I work with that nature banks on sunlight. So I believe that people always need to look to the light, meaning you have to look to the positive. So that's how I counsel people. And those are the reflective principles. Those are some of the reflective principles that I work with. But I don't really explain this to clients. I just counsel them on, you know, how to stay within that higher flow in nature based on what I call reflective principles. I'm going to stop my blah blah, but I do want people to know that I've been looking at the economy and things like that, and you know I'm still seeing a lot of ideologies at work. I don't see any principles where of people coming together, bringing diversity together to create a unity. Like now, there's this doom and gloom of the recession, and if you really look at it, people are creating more of a nesting thing. They're taking care of their things, you know, their things within the home. So they're not out in a community supporting each other. And that's not what this age is about. We're supposed to be out supporting one another. But so the principles aren't really being used. It's like NASA. NASA believes in preeminence on Mars and heavenly bodies. And, you know, that's not a principle. That's an ideology. It's also a lot of businesses today are based on growth and globalization. It's not based on principles. And many years ago, a lot of businesses were based more on principles and the integrity. Today, people are Blu-ray sales are skyrocketing. Plasma TV sales are skyrocketing, cookery and things like that, because people are in the home nesting. It's like our banks are holding on to the money that government gave to them. And this isn't embracing any kind of principle. And I think that we need to look at that and think, you know, is this how nature works? So I've never thought that there was a major this major fear within the recession, or what is called a recession. I don't acknowledge it. I just feel as if there's, you know, this a lot of propaganda, a lot of talking, that there are some mistakes that were made. There's a lifestyles that got out of hand that really has to be more moderate. I think that things are just becoming a little bit more moderate for a country that is the world's largest, that has the largest consumption rate. So it makes sense to me. And if we have to learn moderation as a group, then so be it. So when I talk about principles, I'm talking about the reflective principle in nature, and Gaia actually reflects back to the universe, the universal principles, and then we are to reflect back the principles that are found in nature, which is considered as above, so below, as above. And another day I'm going to talk about the universal laws, which are universal principles as well, and that's like the law of attraction, like begets like. And my favorite is you reap what you sow. A lot of people feel, I was just talking to a client today, and I was telling her some things that she should do, and she said to me, I just want a well-paying job with a secure corporation just to drop in my lap. And I was stunned. I mean, I was stunned. And I said, well, you know, you have to do the work. You reap what you sow. And she said, no, I don't care about that. This is what I want. And this is part of the thing is there's no principle. There's no blending with anything in nature. Everybody has wants. But to expect something like that to drop from the sky like Skylab or a meteor is silly. I think the chances of a meteor or Skylab bonking her in the head is much greater than expecting for something just to drop in her lap like that. And she's been expecting this for 2 years. And no, of course not. It hasn't happened. So I tried to get her to embrace some principles. But as I said, some people don't change their patterns. And this is what she wants. And that's what she feels as if, according to The Secret, if she keeps saying this is what she wants, this is what she's going to get. But I don't agree. I feel that you reap what you sow, and you got to do the work, and then it will come to you. But if you're staying in your higher will and living in your potential, of course it's going to come. So that's the end of my talking about principles. And I think that we should embrace principles much greater than ideologies, and how we can find our principles is by holding on to our ideals very, very strongly. And Marie from Pennsylvania is on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Your voice is a little mechanical, but I can hear you. How do you, is your first name M-A-R-I-E?
No, M-A-R-Y.
Oh. Oh, you're Mary.
Yes.
Okay. And how can I help you?
I would like a numerology reading.
Okay. What I do are briefs. I go over the life lesson. To do a complete reading would take me a couple hours. But the life lesson is one of the most important things for us, because the life lesson can be analyzed for quite some time to find out exactly what we should be learning, and what is our there really isn't an end to a means, but what is the biggest potential that we're here for now? So what is your birth date?
My birthday is 9/6/40.
Oh, I just love these sixes. That was 11/2. Okay, now there's your pathway is very, very interesting, Marie, because it comes in 9/6/1940, but if you have to look at a triad within that, and which is called the Hermetic Code. So if you look at the 9/6, all your answers are within that 9/6, because the 9/6 actually becomes a 15/6. And that tells me that you're a multi-talented person. You're a person who there's many, many things that you could do, and you're also a person who takes on a great deal of responsibility. This I always consider this pattern Mary Poppins, because Mary Poppins was very magical, and she could just, you know, reach into her carpet bag and pull out anything for you. I mean, she pulled out a lamp one time, for heaven's sakes. I mean, when I was a kid, I was astounded by that. I really liked that. But you move with the 15/6, which is basically considered a jack of all trades, and you vibrate so incredibly well with nature. Now, what's happening with this is to embrace what's going on in the 15/6. And that is usually a position that serves other people. And that could be anything from caregiving to nurses to psychologists to clinical psychologists to new age workers to healers. But this then goes into a 66, which is a very high master number. And the 66 is what's moving our consciousness to a higher octave. It's moving it from the from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. Or if you want to look at it a little bit more pragmatically, it's asking us to look beyond the visible into the invisible, to see that there's worlds beyond worlds, which is what physics is doing now, looking for the parallel universes and different dimensions. And that's what the consciousness of the Aquarian age is to look past the visible, look beyond your nose, open up the linear vision. So that the 66 comes in. And one of the main things about the 66 is that's considered the Aquarian hurl. So that tells me that you're a very honest person, and you base your life on honesty and truth and being real, which has probably caused some troubles, because you're also very intuitive and a heart person. And this pattern works so well with any kind of energy that is a healing energy that works through nature and through all natural products. This is also a pattern that's considered the rite of initiation. It's the high priestess pattern. But most of all, it's a pattern that says one of your main purposes of being here, Mary, is to teach people harmony so that all can coexist. So it's a it can become a teaching tool as well. What type of work are you doing now?
Nothing. I'm retired.
Okay. What type of work did you do?
I did a lot of hair as a cosmetologist. Pardon me.
So you were into beauty.
Yes.
Okay. Because the six brings in that type of working with beauty, bringing forth the six within itself. The 9-6 brings in working with beauty, working with the arts, bringing beauty into people's lives. But see, it goes into the 66, which takes this a little bit further. So it seems like you were in that vibration. But what type of things have you been recently looking at?
Not too awfully much. I love to sew, love to work with hair. That's about it, basically.
Okay, were you looking into any of the merging things with the healing arts?
No, not really. I'm concerned with the number 23. It's come up many, many different ways.
So you're looking at it as a problem. Well, I'm going to make a suggestion to you to open yourself a little bit more, because you do have you have been in the service industry, which sixes and 66s do, but look at a service that can help bring healing and greater harmony with people. And that can be through you can even turn around and introduce people to more organic makeups or more organic products, bringing in the naturalness, wearing their hair more natural, you know, cutting down on the hairspray, things like that. But this pattern works so well with naturalness, with nature. And as far as the 23, it can be considered a prompt. But prompts you have to see consistently over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And the 23 itself is a pattern that moves. It's a pattern that I hope that you're not comparing 23 to that movie, that recent movie with Jim Carrey. Because 23 is actually a good number, and it's asking you to have a little bit more freedom in your life. It's asking you to bring in more diversity. It's asking you to explore more. And it's asking you to bring your talents out in a larger arena. So if you're sitting around at home because home's important to you, this is a pattern that is basically saying, Mary, let's get out into the world. Let's bring some of these gifts and talents, because you're a real good people person. You're very warm and you're very sincere and you're very friendly. And this has to come out. But when you do so, bring forth a truth, bring forth a greater harmony where people can work with more natural things.
Okay.
But don't, I mean, the 23 is actually, it's actually a really good pattern.
Okay.
Things got a little tweaked in the medieval ages, but, you know, we can't base, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years wrapped around a pattern what happened in the medieval times. Okay. Thank you for calling, Mary. Ayumi's on the line from Japan. Mary, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
how are you?
Good.
I'm good. Do you hear me?
I hear you very well.
Good. It's 10:30 in the morning in Japan, and it's nice weather.
Oh, that's right. It's 10:30 tomorrow morning, huh?
Yeah, so today is 31st.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween tomorrow. And I'm wondering if you can talk about the day of 31st, because I feel this is a special day, because we have only 6 days of 31st in a year.
Right. That's a very good question.
Yeah, the reason why I want to ask about this is A couple people told me that today, here, 31st, is a kind of special day in terms of Feng Shui and I Ching. Today is a good day, and it's rare that both of them agree to that. So,
well, that's why it's a little odd to have Halloween on the 31st. Because, in America, the 31 is usually thought about as either an extra day to the month, which could be seen as good or bad, or it revolves around a Halloween date. Usually when someone says, I was born on the 31st, a quick response would be, oh, Halloween. And it's like, no, March 31st. So the thing about 31 is it actually is a very, very good day, because it's a day that enables people to remember traditions. It's a day that asks people to remember their own expression within traditions, and perhaps take the traditions a little bit further. The date of 31, it's a very conventional date, but it's also open to expansion, and that's why I think symbolically it exists, you know, a few times a year, because it's actually a day that says, okay, there's been great traditions, there's been great conventions, there's great institutions, but let's use that 3 within the 31, because it turns into a 4, and be a little bit more expansive. Most people that you meet born on the 31st have an incredible artistic genius, but they're very they're very set in their viewpoints, and they're usually old-fashioned. They have old-fashioned ideas, and they cling to old-fashioned ideals, which is okay, because people usually born on the 31st really look at stability and security. As a pattern, it's asking you to look at the at your own creativity from old structures and traditions, and just expand on it just a little bit further. So the 31st should be more of a ritualistic day than it is. Unfortunately, we just got Halloween wrapped around 31, but that also shows, you know, people coming out and being creative in costume and with their ideas and things like that, based on an old tradition. So Halloween can kind of symbolize that, but where Halloween's going, and we, you know, with Freddy the Slasher and all these silly, you know, gory films, that's not what the 31 represents. The 31 represents actually more of an artistic genius that comes up from old traditions, old convention, old ideals, and things like that. It's a good question.
Good. Yeah, we don't have Halloween tradition in Japan, but I am going to have first meditation class. I mean, I'm going to hold the meditation class today, so maybe I should do the class based on Japanese tradition today.
Oh, I think that would be a wonderful thing to do, based on the Japanese tradition, but on the traditions that can be expansive, not on traditions that, say, hold women back or hold people back, but old traditions that can be expanded upon. Because we are in the age of a woman, and in Japan, the energy is very feminine. But I would suggest asking people to really look at the traditions of neighbors helping neighbors, which is a really great and old tradition in Japan back when there were so many farmers. And that's a good tradition help neighbors when neighbors aren't doing well. So you want to take that tradition and expand on it further to say, you know, how can we be of help to one another today with our consciousness? So I think that's a very good idea. And I appreciate you calling. Very good question. I do appreciate you calling.
Thank you for good advice. Question.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Catherine from Albany.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good.
Catherine, how do you spell your name?
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
E-R-I-N-E.
Right.
And what's your birthday?
It's June 7, 1957.
What type of work have you been doing? Have you done any teaching work or?
Well, I'm kind of maybe working below what maybe I could be, and that's what my question. I feel like there's probably a lot of other people out there like me, but I've gone as far as rejecting a lot of the greedy materialism and a lot of the stuff that I don't want in my life, but I have trouble expressing the good stuff that I have, that I think inside. So in other words, I do menial work because I spend a lot of time with my dogs and out in nature and whatnot. But I guess my question is, was there anything the numbers show of, and there's got to be a lot of other people out there like me where you're having trouble being validated in society, even though you know you have good values inside.
Correct, because there's too much competition, and there's people try to program you into a set way of living. Now, let me discuss your patterns with you, because you are considered a master therapist. You're highly resourceful for other people, and that's what you're supposed to be using. You come out to a very large master number, which is a 44. But how that's developed is there's a few things going on with you. First is that you can get very fixed into your viewpoints, and you could get very fixed into your opinions, whether they come from you or somebody else. You would have to determine that. And then what it does, it affects your trust, not only in yourself and others, and then it affects your faith in yourself. And this means that you're the type of person that if you tell yourself you can't do something, come hell or high water, no one could change your mind. And so this quality is you must have a sense around you of feeling cubed or boxed, that you're just trying so hard to pull up out of a box or something, and you feel so contained. Well, this is what the 44 does. It's also a very good pattern for a lot of men who have this work in the military, because they work very well with institutions or governments that are consistent. Because the thing with your energy is that if there's a difficulty for you with authority, especially if authority is inconsistent, and there's also difficulty in limitations. You don't like limitations or restrictions at all. So this pattern can also become argumentative, but you're not really argumentative with people. You're argumentative about the structure or the order of things. If someone is going to teach you to do something, then that person better be consistent in doing that, or you're going to question it, and then they get offended and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they're taking it wrong. And then it gives you a sense of loneliness, that people just aren't understanding me. And nine times out of ten, they're not, because you actually were born on a day that is considered the Virgin Rainbow. It's considered the Virgin Rainbow, being born on the 7th, because people look at you as an enigma. You'll come out and shine, and then you'll disappear into your own solitude. The one thing that I think that you can get pretty fixed on is criticism, too much self-criticism.
Right.
When this pattern asks for you to just analyze to conclude. Now, looking at this pattern, you're considered a high master therapist, which means that your work should be independent, and you should be self-reliant, and you should be manifesting for others, which in a vocation, it could be anything. It could be any kind of work that involves helping people manifest things for themselves, because you do take time to look at the order of things. You do take time to look at the structure and the framework of things. And you do want it to be consistent, and you do want structures and framework to be strong. So, but you have to build your own structure based on your own ideals and what's important to you and not the rest of the world. Because, you know, when you talk to people about ideals, they, nine times out of ten, they don't know what you're talking about. You know, because they're mostly programmed for ideologies, and that's completely different. So,
therapist means that you're bringing out other people. You're bringing, letting them shine, basically, right?
And you have a gift, for doing this. And that's what I suggest for you to do. Now, there is another part of you that if it's a little personal to discuss on air, if you don't mind, because this will help you with your inner criticisms. I'd like to just mention this. Is that okay with you?
You go right ahead. Yes, I appreciate it. You've been right on so far.
Well, I want to talk about that aggression that you have. There's when you really let loose, you know, when you've just about had enough and you say, no, it will be this way, it gives an energy off that people feel. Your body, nine times out of ten, will get hot. And it feels like a very heated aggression. And men relish in this. They like it. But women are very shy and timid and afraid of it, and they don't feel as if they are the wonderful beings that they are because of this aggression that they have. And what it is, it's an energy. It's called the 13-4, and you're a double 13-4. So there's specific ways that you see that things should be done, and you're quite firm about this. Yeah. But it kind of turns
you feel bad for weeks because you express it, right?
I mean, right. Yep. Right, because it turns off other people, but it's not you, it's the energy they feel from you. And what that energy feels like is they feel as if you just put a lead box over them and contained their self-creativity and expression. Usually these people keep away from you. What you have to realize is that this energy is used to set directives and leadership for other people to manifest in their lives. And you have to be comfortable with this. You can't criticize yourself about this, not for a minute, because this is a force within nature. Mm-hmm. And you can't criticize yourself about it. You have a marvelous talent of setting directives for other people. And so you can't go into this place, this very hidden private place of yours, and hurt yourself by telling yourself you did something wrong, because you didn't. Because they're not listening to what you say. They're feeling the energy. And it's
right.
Very heavy. It's a very,
wow.
It's a very heavy energy. So if you could give yourself
You are truly amazing. You, you truly are amazing me. I will definitely look you up. How long have you been on the radio? You're new to this, right? I mean, no, not new, but new on this time slot in the radio?
Yeah, I used to be a guest with Dr. Valerie Armstead. And the reason why I decided to do the radio show is because I was tired of the propaganda and the fear wrapped around what the media and others are calling the Great Depression. I don't think we need to feed into that. I don't feel as if we need to digest that, because I don't digest it and I don't feel it. And what I want to do is uplift people to say, you know, don't digest this stuff.
Right.
You know, all this is just really programmed and fixed. And don't digest this. Don't take it in. You know, don't say, you know, just don't take it in, because it is propaganda. But you can reach me through my email. But Catherine, more so than anything, do not criticize yourself. Have great faith in yourself. This is an energy that comes out of nature, that comes out of the cosmos. Yes, it does make people uncomfortable. You can turn to them and say, you know, this is about order. This is not about you. Please understand that. And that relaxes it a little bit. Because people, you know, take things a little bit too personally. And this is very aggressive. So you use that aggression to set directives for other people. You're very good in a leadership role, but it has to be independent and self-reliant. You're an excellent therapist. You're a master therapist. You are to manifest for others. If someone can't do something for themselves, you know the resources for them to you know how to get the resources to get them to get what they need, especially through self-help and through aiding themselves. And you cannot doubt this for a moment. You just can't.
Well, thank you so much. My goodness, you opened my eyes to a lot of things. I will I will contact you. I appreciate it very much.
You're quite welcome.
I enjoy your show. I'll keep listening. Thank you so much. Good
You're
night.
You're welcome. Good night. And we have Dolores.
Hi.
From North Carolina.
Oh. Yes, sir.
I just love Southern people. And I want to make sure your first name spelled correctly. It's D-A?
No, D-O.
Oh, Dolores.
Right.
Oh, very good.
It's D-O-L-O-R-E-S. And actually, I'm from Philadelphia, near where you live.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, were you born in Philadelphia?
Yes, Germantown.
Ah, that's where I was born. My brother still lives in Germantown. In fact, he moved around past... Yeah, he moved my German Nana used to live on Pastoria Street in Germantown, and he, a couple years ago, just bought a house two blocks from that. And it's like, holy moly.
Wow.
And I have been back for over 35 years.
Yeah, me either.
And then we moved up to West Mount Airy, which I loved a lot better. Mm. Let me just look at this very quickly. Oh, you're a humanitarian. Dolores, can I ask you, are you doing anything within the healing arts?
Yes, I am. I am a certified aromatherapist.
Okay, you're a natural healer.
Okay.
You have the pattern for the Galmanac, which is to, you're supposed to teach people, you have an ability of reaching up into the belly of God, Spirit, the omnipotent, the divine, whatever you want to call it, and pull down the truth to help people evolve through love. And I'm hoping that you're working with hands-on healing, because you're a natural healer. Your hands probably run very warm in the palms.
Yes, do they do that? Yes, they do.
Yeah, you're a natural. You're a natural here at this. And you're supposed to lead a pathway. So if you're doing aromatherapy, you're supposed to take that a little bit further to make it a little bit more original.
Okay.
Because you're a trooper.
Okay.
You're a person, you don't get all caught up in the past, and you like to keep the ball rolling for others. You're a person who keeps that ball going. And not being stuck in the past. And you also come in with karma, which is the 12-3, and that means that you're always looking for the positive. You must have a feeling inside that, wow, you know, I really can't get down here, I really can't get low, I have to turn this and find, be a little bit more optimistic. And then when you do that, things work better for you. But your path is one of a, it comes in as a 9 as well, which is, it goes from the 5, so that tells me that you work very well with regeneration, to bring people, you should be setting I'm hoping that, doing aromatherapy, you have, clients that you work with all the time, because you're supposed to be setting a pathway for them and then to transform things in their life. You're great with regeneration. You're great with transformation. But the main thing that I see that I just think is absolutely beautiful is that you are a hands-on natural healer. And I'm hoping that even through aromatherapy, I'm hoping that you use your hands more, because this is an ability. You have this really keen sense of dealing with detail and composition, which is very good. But being the healer, you've seen that mostly, Dolores, is that you find your truth alone, and you're supposed to. You're supposed to separate yourself from the masses and find that truth alone, which has been kind of a hard path, but it's more rewarding because the truth actually comes from your heart. And when we bring that truth from our heart, we know it's real. Heart right. people who operate from the heart, there's just, Obama can stand in front of me and say that's not true. And if I felt it from my heart, there's just no change in my mind. It's that I know that it's true because it's come from my heart, and I've given myself time to go into nature and to find this on my own. And I never question that. I never feel as if the energy that I get from my heart, which is our authentic self, our psycho-spiritual self, is false. So therefore, I rely upon it. And you're made this way. You're really a fantastic healer, but you are supposed to turn this into a pathway, an original pathway, like leading a pathway for others to follow, and turning this to be more original thinking, like a new, because you work well with new, to show people. It's almost like saying, come with me, I'm a healer, I'm going to teach you to be your own healer, I'm going to be your conduit, and I'm going to teach you to regenerate in your life and to have freedom. I'm going to give you a greater sense of freedom of self, so that you could transform. And that's pretty much what your path is. It's very beautiful.
Wow.
Very, very
beautiful. Sounds like I have a lot of work to do.
Well, but you're there if you're doing the aromatherapy. You just have to take it that next step.
Right.
Because
really all I've been using it for is my grandchildren. I have two grandchildren that have Asperger's syndrome. And I've been using, that's really why I even got into aromatherapy, was to help them. And sound healing as well is another thing that I am pursuing.
Oh, then you need to take that, you know, combine the two and make it an authentic work, because if you combine sound healing and aromatherapy, there has to be multidimensional healings. I do healing work with people. I consider my clients the healers, and I'm the conduit. And I use multidimensional because I have an ability of touching people's stomach, and I could tell them everything that's going on inside. But I use light around me. I use vibrational healing, which is flower essences. I use color therapy. I have a multidimensional. This is what you're supposed to do. So bring that healing ability out to others.
Okay.
You know, have a pathway to help transform their lives, because you're inept at this. You're a natural.
Okay, I will do that.
And thank you so much, Dolores from Germantown, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. It was really nice talking to you.
I do miss the cobblestones on Shelton Avenue.
Me too.
I love those cobblestones. You can keep the trolley, but I really miss those cobblestones.
Yes.
Okay, it's time to, I got a note, it's time to end the show. I want to thank Mary, Ayumi, Catherine, and Dolores for calling in. It's always so nice to talk with Ayumi's my partner from Japan. I'm so pleased she called in, but it's so nice to talk to new clients and help people along their path. Please, everybody, be good to yourself. I use the word maluia, and that means peace, peace in your heart and peace in all that you do. So please be good to yourself. Operate from the energy of the authentic self of heart, and have peace in everything that you do. And we'll talk again next week. Bye-bye.